The title is blunt: Let's Talk Race, A Guide for White People. My co-authors on the line to discuss. Let's do the introductions. Fern L. Johnson, good morning to you, Ms. Johnson.
Good morning, and thanks for inviting us.
Marlene G. Fine, good morning to you, Ms. Fine.
Good morning, and we're so thrilled to be here.
Yes, Fern Johnson, Dr. Johnson, Senior Research Scholar and Professor Emerita at Clark University. Dr. Marlene Fine, Professor Emerita at Simmons University. Thank you for the work that you both do as you present your latest work. And I'll be blunt on the continued topic of the title. If one of you would answer the question, what's your book? What's the focus in your words?
Well, we focus on the importance of conversation, of genuine conversation, both among whites and then whites and blacks across race. We truly believe that for people first to bring to the surface their tacit understanding of race and to begin to deconstruct that and understand where their assumptions and beliefs come from, we need to talk to each other to do that. And then we need to talk across race in order to build empathy for each other, to hear each other's stories, to begin to build trust, and finally to have the relationships that are so necessary if we're going to move forward really to achieve racial justice and equity in this country. So we focus on the need for conversation. Fern, do you want to talk about the other topics?
Well, yeah, I do. But I also want to say that you always hear when there's a crisis that we need to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody immediately wants to talk. Sometimes those conversations are very focused on specific items. But when the news cycle changes, then for many people who don't live these experiences on a day-to-day basis, they just go away and until the next crisis. And we really believe this has to be a sustained conversation. So what we're doing in the book is trying to lay really a foundation for having these conversations so that we do talk about the types of racism that exist. We talk about white privilege and white norm, what we call white normalcy, you know, living in a world that's basically on white terms, kind of like living in a world that is right-handed rather than left-handed. Mm. We talk about major issues that really divide whites and blacks and do lay out and show the disparities, you know, health care and education, wealth gap. Basic information about these and also about cultural practices among some African Americans that are misunderstood by whites. And then we tie in what we call prompts in all of these topics, prompts for reflection, how to think about things personally, and then prompts to get your conversation started and to structure things so that you can sustain conversation rather than, you know, clutching and avoiding the topic.
Again, a descriptor, Let's Talk Race is for all white people who want to face the challenges of talking about race and work towards equality. Dr. Fern Johnson, Dr. Marlene Fine on the line. And this is also described as written by you both, obviously two specialists in race relations and parents of two adopted African-American sons.
Yes. In fact, we each had careers of several decades where we had taught about race. We had researched issues in race and communication, and we actually thought we knew a great deal about race. And then we adopted these two boys. We adopted them as infants over 30 years ago, and we were then kind of smacked in the face with the reality of race and racism in a way that we simply didn't experience it as white academics studying the subject. And that's what really prompted us to say we have something in our own experience that we think will help us talk to other white people to show them how we came to learn these things, and we hope that they can also come to learn about the experiences, the lived experiences of black people.
You offer conversational do's and don'ts. Give me one for sure do and one for sure don't.
Oh, I'll give you the most basic one. White people should never, in the context of a racial discussion, say, I don't see race. Because when a white person says that, they essentially erase the experience of black people who do experience race in very visceral ways, pretty much on a daily basis. And, you know, it might be well-meaning to say something like that to try to reassure somebody that you're not looking at them in a negative way. But it's a conversation stopper. So that would be one example.
And an example of something you should do is to learn to truly listen and to listen both with no judgment, to just hear someone's story, to validate their experience, and to do it in ways that we're simply not trained to do. You know, we all are involved, and I think we can all relate to thinking about conversations where you're listening to the other person and you're thinking, aha, I know exactly what that's like. I'm going to jump in with exactly what my experience has been. Or your mind is wandering because you're thinking about other things. Or you're thinking, aha, I can trump that in some way. I've got a better point to make, you know, and I'm going to convince them of my side. But we really have to learn to just take in the experiences of other people and to listen to what they have to say, again, suspending our judgment about that.
Again, Let's Talk Race, authors Fern Johnson, Marlene Fine on the line. As we look to start to say our goodbyes, what else do we need to know, Dr. Johnson?
Well, I think that we need to understand as white people that these conversations are difficult and they are not necessarily going to be comfortable. Even when we talk with white people, you know, we face guilt, we don't know what to say. We think we're going to use the wrong word. We might reveal something about ourselves. But we need to learn to live with that discomfort, because if we can't do it when we're talking with white people, we certainly can't do it if we're talking across race. And to just stay with the conversation and listen, as Marlene said, and learn to listen. We're heartened that, you know, many children now in school are being taught listening as a communication skill, but almost all adults have not been taught to listen. So that is really critical in all of this.
And I guess my closing comments would be to echo exactly what Fern has said and to reiterate what we said at the beginning. We need to have these conversations on race. We need to move toward racial healing. The future of our nation, the future of our children and our grandchildren absolutely depend on our moving toward racial justice and equity in this country.
Let's Talk Race, a guide for white people. Dr. Fern Johnson, Dr. Marlene Fine, how do we find out more information?
We have a website, www.letstalkrace.com, and you can learn a little more about us. There are some interviews there as well as some resources.
Thank you for the conversation, ladies. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.